College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why should you get rewarded if you don't say anything about your money?
Okay, I got you.
Welcome back, everybody.
Oh, it would have been great if this was discussed before we start slapping the table with dominoes.
Talk about this match now for so long.
If I give you change.
Well, I mean, he's a world traveler. I can't catch up with the dude. Like, every time I see him, you taking pictures. Oh, I say, who is that? Yeah, where he at?
Tell us about this Michael Jordan party in Greece. That looks incredible. Epic. That looked incredible.
See what I'm saying?
When you get the MJ party invite, that's got to be a big moment.
Yeah, honestly, very, very cool moment because obviously, you know, he was the GOAT to my GOAT, which is Kobe Bryant. And to be able to, one, just see him as a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, we all see him for Michael Jordan. But, you know, having that party and being around him, we got to see him in a different light that wasn't basketball. Mm-hmm. It was more so getting down, sitting down, having a conversation, getting to be able to, you know, mingle, talk, and leave basketball out the way and just talk like men.
Unless you want to compete, he will.
Nah,
that's his 100%. Attitude changes.
That's 100%.
No, about anything, dude. 100%. About anything.
That's 100%.
You ain't even got to say it. If you say, "Hey, Mike, I bet you," he just changed.
But that's what makes him so
yes.
great. He's
yeah.
willing to compete with anything.
Yes.
Bam. No defensive teams last year, man.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
By the way,
what was your reaction to that?
I mean, we had a lot of turmoil and ups and downs throughout the season, so I understand, you know, certain all-star factors. But when it comes to defense, we've had a top 10 defense in, last 6 years?
Yeah.
So my point is that didn't change.
Right.
Me being on the court and off the court defensively, you can see how the number spikes. So my thing is, what's the criteria at this point? Do y'all just get tired of voting for me at this point? Is it voters fatigue? Because there's no way if we have a top 10 defense.
That somebody
else gets over me and
yeah.
their team doesn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're last in their conference. Like that, you're just voting for somebody because you're like, oh, well, like he's up and coming. And it's like, I get that. But if it isn't top 10 or better, then how do you –
right.
Technically put them.
He ain't changing the game.
It was weird hearing the whole national narrative on you because you basically had like two weird months around the rim where like you just couldn't get bunnies to drop.
It was just strange. It wouldn't fall.
And yeah. then we saw the 3-point element that you added, which you did take the jump like you said you would. So do you feel like even, I know the season wasn't up to your guys' standard. I'm just talking personally. Like, did you feel like it rounded into where you wanted it to, or do you feel like there are things that you want to get better on both ends, I guess, just as it comes to a whole?
I mean, every season I want to be better at something. Obviously, being more consistent from the three. Everybody's obsessed with this at this point, which is hilarious. But also getting us to a top five defense. At that point, I'll be – probably considered for first team all defense again or you know maybe DPOY. You know, the criteria moves a lot.
Is that the most frustrating thing? Because you know other players in the league or people that know basketball can watch and see what you do or when teams game plan for you defensively and try to get you into other situations that you thinking. Everybody else in the league know they got to contend with me, and I can't get voted for nothing. Like, why don't you just ask who's voting on this?
And that's why I would much rather, you know, if it was up to me, like, I love media votes, but I would also want the player votes.
Because you're playing against them.
Because
guys.
You're playing against.
Right.
You're playing against me. And it's a lot of guys that's been in that box before. For me, man, it's just – I think it's becoming a political thing at this point. Like, now it's more so like who can talk themselves into DPOY or what team is winning right now. So
we ain't gonna mention no name.
What team is winning right now so we can ride that wave as media. Like, mm-hmm. that to me is not, that's not how you pick the DPOY, obviously. But it'll shift at some point. You know, we were number one at one point in two or three seasons ago, and nobody really knew because right. we weren't talked about in the media realm. So it's like,
yeah,
when you have things like that happening, it's like you kind of see it from the outside looking in, and you know, having somebody UD now being a part of the media, you know, you hear the other side of it now.
Right.
Him and D-Wade, that Amazon team.
Yeah, because I used to wonder what the inside of the studios was like when I was like, how do y'all not put me up there? And I'm like, it's not a lot of centers that you can be like, all right, in a playoff game, we're going to start you on Jason Tatum.
Right.
I don't know a lot of people that are going to put their centers on Jason Tatum. That's just my take for things. I don't see a lot of people do it. But then also I can go from guarding Jason Tatum to guarding Nikola Jokic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people that versatile.
You think that has to do with just, you know, the last couple years not having the success that you had previously had, even though, like, without defense, it wouldn't even been that close. And they picking off all these players like, oh, they finished top five in the conference. We got to put somebody on there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, we're the top three, so we got to give them something.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's unfair for a lot of people because I'm like, if that's the case, you can just give anybody any – like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys were the one seed. They gave it to Marcus Smart for that year, you know.
Yeah, and then we bite the bullet.
I think that's what he was referring to when he was talking about. Huh?
No, no, no.
I'm just saying what happened.
Not at all.
I said it. He ain't have nothing to do with it. I said it. We have some guys out there that's out there advertising for awards and whatever, and your play should speak for itself. Simple as that. I'm going to say it.
I think a lot of people, though, they get a lot of awards because they're seen on national television a lot.
Sure.
Which
that's
I get.
Another thing.
That's one thing. So I can't make the national TV just be like, watch us. Like, and then I don't feel like I'm not one of the people like I can't sit and beg the media either. Like that just doesn't feel comfortable to me. Like I shouldn't have to beg for something I feel like I should have won.
Right. I got you.
Or deserve to be on a first defensive team.
You got to do what the other guys do. You know what? I don't even want it no more. You know, that's like, right? We're just saying, the guys that get voted for the Hall of Fame, I ain't even thinking, I don't even want it no more. And then all of a sudden they get elected 3 years in a row. Like, yeah. But I'm just saying, like.
Man, it's okay.
Yeah. From a team perspective, like Leroy mentioned, not what you guys' standard is. Like, how did you reflect on this whole year? And I guess getting back, because I know how competitive you are. You want to, you know, get to the absolute top of what the organization's standards are. So how hard was sitting on what last year was? And then, I guess, what's your excitement about this level and this year?
Man, just mentally it took a toll. You know, for all of us throughout the season, it was just, you know, it feel like you take three step forwards and it's four steps back.
Right.
Three step forward, four steps back. And it's like, right. And it was just these constant waves of unknown, like energy and waves.
Right.
So, you know, having to deal with that and obviously we weren't playing the best and trying to figure out everybody's individually trying to figure out like what's wrong with them.
Right.
You know, when you got everybody individually trying to figure out what's wrong with them, that's when the bigger problem comes because now they're like, my shot's off. So now they're worrying about their shots and you know, it's a collective thing. Everything goes together. And I just feel like last season we weren't, all of us, coaches included, we just weren't in a good headspace.
Right.
And coming in this season now, I feel like everybody's, you know, we're in a great headspace looking to move forward and try to figure this thing out.
How fired up are you to have Norm Powell on the team this year?
Norm is cool. I'm not going to gas him up too much. Y'all been asking me a lot of questions about this man. I hope you can hear me, Norm. Not gassing up anybody named Norman. But, you know, I feel like he's going to bring, obviously, the scoring. Everybody sees scoring. But just new energy to the team.
Right.
You know, a different yes. energy, different dynamic. And, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how we make this thing work.
Wiggins probably be more comfortable.
Yeah,
like, you got some guys that play some defense.
We got some guys that, you know, they got chips on their shoulder. You know, I feel like a lot of them last year, like Norm, you know, I feel like he should have been an all-star.
Right.
And he wasn't. So I feel like going to the season, he wants to prove he can be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to the masses, but to himself. Like
right.
sometimes it's about proving yourself right. You know, me wanting to get back to all-star form, like all defensive teams in the conversation of DPOY, even, you know, edging my name to the point it's all NBA. Like, that's to prove myself right, that I could do it, not to prove anybody else. When Tyler gets healthy, obviously he was an all-star last year. He wants to continue his streak of being all-star.
Right.
And, you know, being one of those go-to guys in the league.
You obviously, though, you don't want to gas up Norm, but you obviously would want to gas up Khalil Ware.
100%.
Like, this is are you excited to see what year two brings for him?
Yeah, I've been hard on him these last couple weeks, 3 weeks, being in the gym together, because, you know, I know what potential he has and what he can bring to this team. So he's probably looking at me like I'm crazy now. And low-key probably getting annoyed with me, but that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that. As long as he understands I'm doing it for the right reason and not just to fucking bother you.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm doing it for the reason of you can help move this needle of this team.
Did you feel like you handled the Spo call out okay? Like you know, the Spo doesn't do the media thing in a while. So, like,
yeah.
when he got that, I was like, oh, let's see. And he had, like, that big game in the summer. So, did you talk to him about that at all? Or is that something that, like, you know, you feel like that's coming from a place of just improvement for him?
It wasn't even about the, you know, when all that was happening and you know, I lead differently. I text him on some just checking in, and it, you know, I text him and be like, well, what's up, Khalil? And he was like, man, I know I got to do better, yada, yada. Like, I know I got to fix it. And I was like, bro, listen, it's not even about that. Like, but you know, you've been hearing it for 48 hours at this point to where, like, you automatically think whoever is associated with the team is texting you about that.
Right.
No, I'm literally just solely just checking.
What's up?
Yeah.
It's
a total different. Right. It's a total different thing. And that to me is how you bank equity with people. That's how you get them to get on the same wavelength as you when you're
in your piling on.
You're not checking on them when stuff is wrong.
Right.
And it's a whole bunch of chaos. And you're trying to add to the chaos. You know, you're trying to tell them, well, I think you should do this. Nah. You know what you did wrong because our coach wouldn't have said nothing.
Right.
So, like, the fact that you know, I don't have to say anything about it because I know how you're going to play the next game. It's going to be fired up. It's going to be some, like, some middle finger to you, Spo. Like,
right.
That, but you like to see games like that from. So, for me, man, it's basically, like, just banking that equity with people on a whole different level than that. Just being able to check in and see how his mental is. Obviously, you're going through a lot, but, you know, we could sit down and have a conversation. And it ain't got to be nothing about that.
Right.
We could talk about cats, dogs, rain, snow, whatever you want to talk about. 15 minutes, then we go on about our day.
Right.
Bam Adebayo, appreciate you stopping by, man. Thanks. We're looking forward to a great year, and appreciate when you always give us time.
Yep.
Take a break. Back after this.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.